bow for prayer. Yes, Almighty Father, we lift our hearts to Thee this morning. Lord, we bless Your holy and worthy name. Father, You are truly worthy of all our praise, all the glory that we can give to You, Father. You are so much far greater than that, Lord. Father, we worship You this morning. We open our lives to You. We pray that Your Spirit would have preeminence in this place. Oh, Father, I pray that Your Word would have its way in our lives, Lord, that it would change us and conform us more into Your image, Lord. Be with us here this morning. Guide our thoughts, our words. Father, help us to receive Your Word and to glean from it, Lord. We commit these moments into Your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. So I was asked to share here this past week, and my thoughts went to what I was thinking about the last few weeks, and some of the questions that I have been asking myself, and I don't know that I necessarily have all the answers, but it's been questions that have been going through my mind, and I'll just, some of the questions are, what is my goal in life? Do I have a goal? What is the purpose of life? What is my goal? And also, what am I pursuing? What is it? Is it God? Is it career? Is it money? A good name? You know, what am I pursuing in this life? And what is my passion? What gets me going? And so, I thought of Philippians 3. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Philippians 3 and I'll, there's some verses there. It's of Paul was saying some about his life and the purpose in his life. And so Philippians 3, verse 7 through 14 is what I'm going to read. There could be more, but I'm going to read those verses. Philippians 3, verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those that counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him, and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if, that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We can see from these verses that Paul had a goal, he had a vision of what his life was about. And it was seeking Christ. And I have to, as I read this, I was convicted in my life, and I have so much room to grow in these areas of counting all but loss. And as I was thinking of this as well, the thought came to me as far as what are we anticipating about heaven? You know, when we think about heaven, what are our thoughts go to? Is it the mansions? Is it streets of gold? Unending pleasures? What are we thinking about when we think about heaven? And I think is there in verse 14, but let's turn to 1 John 3, verse 1 to 3. I think this tells us what we should be looking forward to about heaven. 1 John 3, verse 1 to 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. But we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. I think from this passage here, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I think what we should be looking, anticipating about heaven is seeing him face to face and being like him. And here in Philippians 3 verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So Paul is pressing toward that mark, that goal, for that prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that high calling, from what I could tell, it's the calling up, like the high calling when God calls us up. And what is that prize? He talked about it in the previous verses. It's to know him and the power of his resurrection. So I think that should be our goal, is to know Christ, to be Christ-like. I had to, and there in 1 John 3, it said, And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. How do we become pure? What steps are we taking to reach this? Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. This gives us a little bit of insight in how we become pure, to be changed. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord. And that changed is another word for that would be transformed. And are transformed into the same image. And we all, with open face, beholding, that beholding is stop and look earnestly to look earnestly upon beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. So as we behold God in his glory, it changes our lives. It purifies our heart as we think of God and his holiness and just think about his glory. Let's turn to Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8. Philippians 2, verse 5 through 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, who was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And my thoughts here were, if we are Christ-like, we will also have the mind of Christ. And as we read here, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. So this will be a characteristic of our lives, if we are Christ-like, to make ourselves of no reputation. And I was thinking of evidences of Christ-likeness in our life, and I was pondering that, and I was thinking that the fruits of the Spirit will be evident of Christ-likeness in our lives. So I would just like to read that. Galatians 5, verse 22 through 26. Galatians 5, verse 22 to 26. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. As we read these verses, and I know in my life I read these words of the fruit of the Spirit, and I wonder, You know, I see some of the fruits coming from my life, and I, you know, it makes me consider my life, and I desire to be more Christ-like. But I think we need to consider this fruit that is coming from my life, and have we crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts? Because if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we are living in the Spirit, we will also, these fruits will be coming from our life. Also, 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 through 12. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. So the fruit of the Spirit is, as even here it was again, righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. These, they will come naturally, but there's also a fight of faith. We need to be engaged into this fight. And we are called to that. It takes a following after. It takes endurance. And I was also thinking of some points, some things that it takes for Christ-likeness, and I brought some of these out already, but the first one I was thinking about was we need to be counting all but loss, to die daily, that there's nothing I'm holding back, holding on to. I just got that out of Galatians, Philippians, if I can find it here. Philippians 3, there verse 8. Where Paul says, "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." So that is a stipulation that we need to have, that we can win Christ. And also, we need to press on, follow after, earnestly contend for the faith. And Philippians 3, verse 12 through 14 there. "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." And that press is the same connotation as persecute. So it's something that it takes some striving. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24 to 27. I'll just read those here. "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." So it's not just we get born of the Spirit and then it's all a good life after that. It's a warfare that we need to be engaged daily. Sometimes I can get this thing of, yes, I want to be surrendered, and I do that, and then a situation comes up, and then what do? So it's something that we need to be engaged in every day. Another thing is, as we read there in 2 Corinthians 3:18 about beholding, I think another thing is gazing upon Christ, the Word of God. This will transform our lives. It will conform us more into His image. So that's just another thing that we need to engage in. I'd like to, for the final scripture, I would like to turn to Philippians 3 again, starting in verse 20. For our conversation, our citizenship would be another word, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself? And that who shall change our vile, it's not necessarily an unholy, sinful body. It's more of a lowly body. It's not that we can just be vile and sinful as far as that goes. It's our lowly body, who shall change our lowly body, that it may be fashioned like unto His honorable or glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to do all things unto Himself. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Just an exhortation to gaze upon Christ, to behold Him and to be changed more into His image. God bless you.